I'm just back after looking at Christian Payne's Twitter feed. He did a really cool video while checking in at London Bridge at the Audio Boom headquarters where everything's vacant. Christian wonders where they've gone. Well, they're definitely downshifting. And as an extension of the public service announcement that I made yesterday, echoed on Facebook by VI Podcasting, Paul Hopkins, picked up by Paul Manny, discussed feverishly through a series of direct tweets that I've had with people, looking at ways of shifting my content. And I might try the Anchor Hoover technique in reverse. So, you know, here in Anchor, you can port into Anchor all kinds of content. You can give it an RSS feed, and it'll try to extract content from someplace else and bring it into Anchor. I might try that with Audioboo if I know I can port stuff from Anchor into Spreaker. You see, because I'm one of those guys that wants to pay for a service, so I have some kind of consumer rights and protection. In my case, I'm sitting on thousands of MP3 files, different accounts that have audio work I've done before. A few of those MP3 files have been heard more than 250,000 times. So say the analytics for them. You get analytics when you pay. You get granular analytics for that kind of stuff. So I know I'll break the embeds where some people are adding to the play count by putting the MP3 files, the embed player, on their WordPress sites or blog sites. Lots of work ahead. It's not the kind of task I wanted to step up to at the start of the academic year. I wish that this had happened in July. In fairness now, I've got 3 years to deal with this. So maybe I'll do it piecemeal, looking over my shoulder or over the horizon to see what Christian's doing and what's Paul doing and what's Tinian recommending. You get what you pay for, don't you?
My goodness, Bernie, thank you very much. This is the first I've heard of what's happening over there on Audio Boom. 1,000 episode clips. I have 3,200 or something like that on Audioboo. Yeah, I reckon at one stage I was the biggest user of Audioboo in the world, with the exception of the Canadian police officer who made more broadcasts. He had about 7,500 of them up when I had about at least close to 3,000. Anyway, all that's beside the point. I need to understand exactly what you said and wonder how can I download the whole damn lot of them to somewhere else.